We begin this news hour with breaking news from the conflict in Ethiopia, where TPLF fighters appear to be on the back foot in the Amhara and Afar regions. Government troops have recorded several victories in recent weeks after the Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, went to the front line to lead the army. Government troops now saying they've retaken control of the strategic towns of Desi and Kombolcha from Tigrayan rebels. The fighters had captured the towns in the region of Amhara in the past 2 months. Let's get Martin Plaut's thoughts on this story. He is a Horn of Africa analyst and a senior research fellow at the University of London. He joins us on Skype from there. Martin Plaut, welcome back to the NewsHour. How significant is it that they've retaken these two towns?
Oh, it's very significant. I mean, the Tigrayans have been pushed a long way back. I mean, they have really being pushed back through towns and villages that they fought extremely hard to take. And they must have lost many lives in order to capture them. But one thing is important to realize is that they withdrew. They were not forced out. They withdrew with their troops and much of their equipment. And this means that they possibly can continue fighting in another location. Now, I have no idea where that might be, since they sweated a lot and lost a lot of blood to get these towns, but clearly they have now gone.
Does that mean that they might be planning on some sort of regrouping over the coming weeks and months?
That's exactly what they're saying. They're saying this was a strategic withdrawal rather than being defeated on the battlefield. Now, whether that is true or not, I'm not in a position to say. And one of the great problems with this war is that there are no independent journalists allowed into Tigray to report on what is going on. Neither Al Jazeera nor the BBC, Reuters, anybody else is allowed to go up to the front lines. So we all have to rely on outside, on reports by the combatants.
There were areas of speculation, I guess, Martin, what, 2 months ago now, up until 4 weeks ago, people were saying, well, the Tigrayan rebels might even have the audacity to sort of stage a march on the capital, on Addis Ababa. Addis Ababa now is safe and secure, yeah?
At the moment, yes, that is certainly what it looks like. They have withdrawn, a long way. This is, a very substantial change in the situation. And I think the reason is quite simple. It looked as if the Ethiopian army was going to be able to attack them from the flank, from the east, and this would have cut their forces in half. And therefore, they were left with really few options but to withdraw. Now, what they will do from now, I don't know. I mean, the Tigrayans are still a long way outside of Tigray proper. They're in parts of Amhara and the Amhara region. So what they're going to do, I don't know. And they're not making their views known. I mean, the other thing that really changed things was the drones, which were flown in via the UAE from Turkey, from China, and that seems to have played a major role in this victory by the Ethiopian military.
But the central issues that have led to this conflict, those issues have not gone away, have they?
In no way. I mean, and both sides are really still fighting to the end. I mean, the other thing that's happened today, there's been a major initiative by the international community. I think six, seven countries from Australia, Canada, Denmark, Netherlands, United Kingdom, the United States have all appealed to the participants in the war to sit down and negotiate. I don't see that happening. I mean, everyone has far too much to lose by sitting down and negotiating. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there are things going on. You have former President Obasanjo of Nigeria is the African Union mediator. He said that he's made quite a lot of progress. Maybe we'll now see it on the table. But okay. I wouldn't hold breath.
OK, we'll leave it there, Martin. Many thanks, Martin Plaut. Good to talk to you again, Martin. Martin Plaut there from the University of London.